We are at a point in history where what you believe about God matters. Theology matters. Truth matters. Most people in the world, they don't believe there's an absolute truth. And when you challenge them on what they believe, it quickly becomes evident that they are not very sure of anything or even what they believe. And time has proven the philosophies of man to be shifting and unstable. However, the Word of God stands in stark contrast to all this instability. Yet in my teens, I recall my Christian friends telling me, "Don't worry about doctrine, Josiah. Just love Jesus. Love Jesus. That's all you need to do." I wish my response at that time had been, "It is because I love Jesus I am concerned about doctrine and the truth." In fact, Jesus desires that his followers would be concerned about the truth. He specifically is concerned about the truth of scriptures, that they would love the scriptures. We see this in John 17. We call this passage the high priestly prayer of Christ. And Jesus prays this prayer anticipating his betrayal, arrest, trial, and crucifixion. Jesus prays this passionate, anguish-filled prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. So let's look at a snapshot of his prayer in John 17, 14 to 20. It says these words. John 17, 14 to 20. "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one." This is Jesus speaking to the Father in a prayer. "They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world, and for their sakes I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." On the day of Pentecost, Peter, who was not a rabbi, he wasn't a teacher of the scriptures, he's just a humble fisherman. Yet he references the Old Testament scriptures and clearly shows from them how Jesus fulfills the prophecies of the Messiah. He knew the scriptures well, and he was just a humble fisherman. What was going on there? The Pharisees, the priests, the scribes, and the people were perplexed by his knowledge of the scriptures. Yet they note one thing about Peter and the other apostles. What was that? That they had been with Jesus. The evidence of Christ's influence on his disciples includes a love for the truth of scriptures and lives that are remarkably transformed by that truth. God's work through the Holy Spirit to transform lives through the truth of scriptures is called sanctification. God sanctifies us through his word. So today we want to address a question in regards to sanctification. In what ways does God use his word to sanctify us? The first way that God uses his word to sanctify us is by setting us apart from living like the world. In fact, the word sanctify means to be holy or removed from common use or set apart. In keeping with this definition and our understanding of God's sovereignty, we know that God works through his word to set us apart from the world as we come to faith in Jesus. In Ephesians 2, verses 1 and 2, we are reminded before we come to faith in Jesus, we were following the course of this world. And this course, the course of this world, is the course we are set apart from when we come to faith in Jesus. In John 17, 14, Jesus indicates to his followers that they were not of this world, just as I am not of the world. It is important to make a distinction. We as believers in Jesus are set apart from this world by the way we live. We seek to live as Jesus lived, different from those in the world and how they live. We go to passage after passage in the New Testament that clearly delineates the differences of how a Christian must live versus how a non-Christian does live. These include Ephesians 2 and 4, Romans 1, 1 Peter 1, and many more. As a believer reads through the scriptures, the Holy Spirit works and illuminates or sheds light on the meaning of those particular passages that they are reading and how they apply to the individual believer's life. Then the believer's privileged responsibility is to joyfully obey the word. Because the word is a gift given by God. It's given by the God who saved us. It is part of the awesome calling to which we have been called, that we have been set apart to partake in the word of God. God has called us to be his people from before the foundation of the world. We as Christians have been set apart from the world to live differently, not in the unrighteousness of the world, but in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. This is why we must care about doctrine, so that we can live showing our love for Christ. This is what the Word of God sets us apart for. It sets us apart from living like the world so that we can live out our lives in love for the one who bought us from sin, which is living like the world. He bought us back from the slavery of sin. And that's who we live for. That's why we live differently. He has called us out from the world to be his people, to be his holy bride. We must follow the clear directives written in the Word of God for us so that we can exemplify the character of Christ, having been bought by his precious blood. The second way in which God uses his word to sanctify us is by keeping us from the fate of the world. As we respond to the truth of scriptures, it is vital for us to acknowledge that there is a struggle between the spirit and the flesh. Yet, it is more important for us to remember that we have help in our fight. The help is the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. Those who have not come to faith in Jesus do not have either of these helps in keeping them from doing what is evil. They might know the words of Scripture, but they don't believe them, so it doesn't really matter. And it is the fate of the world, it is the downfall of all those that do not believe in Jesus, that they will follow after evil and even to eternity if they do not come in faith to him. One's conscience is not enough to keep us from sin. We need the Holy Spirit of God to remind us of the holy truths of God in order to be kept from yielding to sin. Without the Holy Spirit and the truth of the Word of God, it's easy to be the double-minded, unstable man described in James 1. This man, he prays to God, but doubts God and is unsure if God will answer him. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. If this describes you this morning, you need to anchor your faith in Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You must believe the truth that he will save to the uttermost those who will place their faith in him. In the Lord's Prayer, in Matthew 6, 13, we read the words, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," or the evil one. This seems to be similar wording to what we have in our passage here today. Let's read verse 15 again. It says, "I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one," that we would be delivered from evil, from the evil that Satan would desire for us to do. Christ's prayer is not just for his disciples. It's for all that would come to believe in him. And part of the work of God's word to sanctify the believer is to keep them from temptation and evil. That's all of us. This is his prayer for us. He prays that we would be kept from the snares and entrapments of the world, from being tricked into evil actions by the devil, from being taken captive again by the devil and the evil one. He is deeply concerned for the souls of those who have been set apart from eternity past. The souls of those who would believe in him. He is concerned that they would be kept by his word. He cares that they would find their hope, that we would find our hope in the truth of the Word of God. And this is why he prays these glorious words in verse 17. Sanctify them, set them apart, dear Father, in the Word. Your Word is truth. He knows that the Word of God sets us apart, and it keeps us. Therefore, his desire is that we would be set apart by our own desire to live in light of the word. He also yearns to see us kept from grievous sin through faith in the truths of the word of God. He cares that we would be a holy people, set apart to righteousness as we treasure his perfect, righteous life that is laid out in the scriptures, in the Bible. Our deepest desire as believers should be that we would be like him. This desire is rooted in his great work of redemption on the cross. We want to obey his word. We want to treasure his word out of love for him because he first loved us. The truth of the Word of God is what we base our love on and is what keeps us in this faith. However, the Word not only keeps us from evil, it also testifies to the assurance of faith that we have before the world. Yes, there can be hard times. Faith testing times, but the soul that is assured of the truth that is found in the scriptures will remain faithful, and it will be evident to the world of what they have their faith in. Our faith must be in the unshaking, unwavering, unchanging Word of God. The words found in the Bible are trustworthy, and they are what keeps us from losing assurance, because our assurance is not in temporal things like good works, karma, or our feelings. Look at Psalm 119, for instance. It's an entire psalm with 176 verses that shows God's word needs to be taught, treasured, and trusted. Our confidence in the word of God is rooted in the God of the word. Many people have this preconceived conception of God which is not based on the infallible truths of the Word of God written in the Word. And so it makes us ask this question: how do I view the Word? How do you view the Word of God? How do you view God? If you do not truly know and treasure what the Bible says about God, it will be evident in your actions and attitudes and how you live out your life. We need to have a complete view of God, and that comes from the scriptures. That is why we can't just look at particular passages about God's judgments in the Old Testament and say, that's God, God's a judge, without also looking at the glory of his grace and his work of salvation at the cross. We can't separate the Old Testament from the New Testament. Without the prophecies, why would Jesus have to have come? Without the law, we wouldn't know of our need of salvation from our sins. We need to look at the entire Bible. We can't separate the Old Testament from the New Testament as some popular people, Christians today, would like us to think. We need to study all parts of scriptures. Indeed, we need to be intimately familiar with the scripture, the entire word of God, so that we live in this world. And as we live in this world, although we will have tribulation, we can be of good cheer, for Jesus has overcome the world. We don't have to lose heart. Our faith doesn't depend on politics, praise God. If we live like we believe this, that Jesus has overcome the world, it testifies to the world of who we believe in. The world will know that we are Christ, that we are Christians. God has kept us here on this earth to testify to the world of the truth of the Word of God, both by our words and by our lives. Romans 12, 1 and 2 hints at how this looks. It says, do not be conformed or molded to this world, but be transformed, be changed by the renewing of your minds, that we may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. How do we renew our minds? We renew our minds through the truth of the Word of God. And as we do it, it proves God's goodness. Another way the Word testifies of our faith before the world is through us testifying or proclaiming the gospel and the truth of the Bible to those who are of the world still. We've been given this gift, and we must not keep it to ourselves. We cannot be silent about the glorious news that Jesus came, lived, died, and rose again to save us and all those who will believe from their sins. Jesus instructs his followers, us, to teach men from all nations all of his commandments. This means that Just living our lives in front of the world is not enough. Every believer is called to go and tell others of the things that we have learned from the Word of God. God gave all of the scriptures so that we can testify to others of the faith we have in Jesus, in the faith we have in the God of the scriptures. Do you remember Romans 10:17? It says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. How will they hear unless someone is sent, unless we share the good news? Christian, brothers and sisters, let's ask ourselves some questions. In what ways is the Word of God working to sanctify you? Do you treasure the Word of God so much and the salvation that it brings so that it is actively sanctifying you even right now as we speak? Are you set apart by the truth of God's word from living like the world? Are you being kept in the full assurance of faith because of the word of God? Are you allowing it to be what you treasure so much that it flows out of you to those who have not yet come to faith? Don't just sit here today. We can't just sit here today and contemplate these questions, but never allow them and the word of God that we have heard to move us through the Holy Spirit into action. That would make us hearers only. We need to be spurred on to action by the word so that we are seeking to live lives that show that the commands that are found in the word of God are treasured. We need to live as the word commands us. We need to find our assurance of faith today in the word of God so that those who live about us in this world will see that we have an assurance of faith in Jesus, that they may be mystified by our joy in the trials, our peace during political unrest, and our hope of eternity. We need to testify both with our lives and with our words of the goodness of God in saving us sinners. You are the one who God has placed and saved and placed where you are to testify of the belief that you have in the truth of the Word of God to those who are about you, where you are, where you work. The words of Scripture that keep ringing in my ears is this: where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Do I treasure this word? If all you talk about with your friends is shop or sports or something else, maybe it's crafts for you ladies. If that's all you talk about, okay, some people aren't crafters. But if that's all you talk about with your friends and you never talk about Jesus, how will they know the reason of the hope that lives, that is within you? It shows what your treasure is. We all need to assess if we are seeking to even allow the Word of God to sanctify us. But we all also have this tendency, because we're sinners, try to make excuses. Don't make excuses as to why you have not been in the Word. Just get in the Word. The strength of our Christian walk is directly tied to the Word of God and how much we are in it and how immersed we are in the truths that are in here. Oh, brothers and sisters, we need to treasure the Word of God. We need to treasure the Word of God so much more than we do. We sing more about Jesus, but do we believe that? Do we actually live it out? We also need to not allow the distractions of the world around us to prevent us from the work of the Word, sanctifying us, changing our hearts, changing how we live, changing how we talk to our friends and to each other. We need the Word to saturate every area of our lives so that people really can tell that we know and believe in Jesus. Now, if you're here today and know that you have not yet come to believe in Jesus Christ, in the truths of the Bible, well, you need to come to Him in faith. You need to believe in the truth that is found from the Word of God, that Jesus, God's only Son, came as God in the flesh to live a perfect life, to die on the cross as a sacrifice for your sins, and to rise from the dead to give you eternal life. You need to believe in this truth from the Word of God. Talk to Him about your sins today. Turn from your sins and have faith in His Word. You know what? The Word has all you need for life and godliness. Don't try to do it on your own. Your good works will not get you to heaven. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Him. This is words of truth from the Word of God, and that's what you need to believe in today. My friends, may God use His Word to sanctify us. Even this week, setting us apart from the world, keeping us in the full assurance of our faith in this dark world, and testifying of that faith before the world. Does everybody hear the word and repent? No. The apostles, 11 of the 12 of them, died because of their preaching. The other one was exiled. They were willing to die for their faith. I'm just asking you, are you willing to live for your faith? Are you willing to allow God's word to be what you treasure this morning? Are you willing to allow the work of the Word to sanctify you, because that is what it needs to do in each of our lives this morning.